It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe it's mid-April, April 17th and 18th, depending on when you're listening to this. I want to put a big shout-out to my last week's guest, Rob Gravel, who's heading up the Twin Lions soccer game between the Vermont best players, women and men, at high school level versus New Hampshire, and that will be happening on July 17th in Hanover. So they've had to coordinate a lot of COVID protocols to make sure that game continues. So it's appropriate that we have this weekend, and by the way, I hope everybody did file their taxes, that we have the president and general manager of the New Hampshire Fisher Cats, Mike Ramshaw, is joining me. Thank you, Mike, for spending a weekend with me, because I know that you've got to be really busy with opening night just a couple weeks away, May 11th.
Yeah, Tom, thank you very much for having me. Every time I get the opportunity to do this with you, it only means that baseball is right around the corner. So very excited to be having the conversation with you today.
So we want to look ahead. Obviously, it's great that baseball is returning again. It's a little later, but it's happening May 11th. But let's just take a little look backwards. As you know, and because we've talked a lot, I always remarked on, and I know people use the word pivot a lot, but you were able to pivot, so you had multiple graduations and other creative ways of having a baseball season without baseball still be energetic for the community. So tell us what it was like without a season last year and how you pulled all that off.
It was definitely a challenging year last year, Tom. In the absence of professional baseball in New Hampshire, we wanted to make sure that we stayed committed to the community that's been committed to us for the past 15, 16 years. So to use the word that you used, with pivot and adapt and adjust and try to find ways that we can still stay engaged with the community and provide a safe and sane environment or safe and sane events to be held at the ballpark. And right out of the gate, the first, following along with the guidelines, because as you can recall, those guidelines from the state and the federal government were updating on a daily basis. And, we really saw that there was a need for graduations. And that really was the first focus that we had. Who would have thought, being here for 15 years, we never hosted a graduation here and that we're the perfect place for it. And we found that out. We were able to host, I think it was 12, 13 graduations in 2020. Obviously, it worked out well because we're already at 18 graduations planned for this year. So it's definitely the plan that was put into place to ensure that the safety of the guests, was well received and worked. And we just had the, what are things that we could do? We had movie nights. We were trying movie nights. We did all day camps. So we did, we always have our Fisher Cats baseball camps. So we implemented a day camp as well, because figured at that time our parents, parents with children are going to want to be able to find child care for their kids, and the child care facilities were closing down due to COVID. So we were able to put together a plan that made sense. Dinner on the Diamond, food truck festivals, just anything and everything that we could do. Stephanie Fournier in our office actually had a Shakespeare at the ballpark, which was tremendous. It went really well here at the ballpark, and it was themed Red Sox and Yankees, and it's just things like that. The bandwidth under a normal year, we wouldn't have the bandwidth to actually vet these events. The silver lining coming off of 2020 and not having a season was we were able to vet a lot of these things that we've discussed over the years, but never really had a chance to implement. So now we know what works and what doesn't work. So when the team's on the road this year in 2021, we'll surely be busy with these special events going on.
And it was pretty amazing, because I went to a few of the events. It was definitely safe, definitely physically distanced appropriately. And the other thing that Mike's organization was able to do is we actually hosted road races starting from the parking lot at Northeast Delta Dental Stadium and running behind the trails there. And there were several races there, including one in November for a race for arthritis. And, of course, kind of what Mike Ramshaw did for for baseball and pivoting. John Mortimer did for the road racing scene, Millennium Running, and there was socially distanced running, which basically you have to imagine like a Southwest airline flight. None of us have flown in a while, but if you can imagine that, and that's how you lined up, and then as you approach, you had your own starting time, and off you went. And that was all held behind Delta Dental Stadium. So it's really terrific, and that reminds me to say we do have an event coming up May 30th for VFW, a road race, a fundraiser for VFW. So now let's return to this year and tell us about opening night, May 11th.
I can't tell you how excited, Tom, I am to say opening night, May 11th. I mean, we're going to be almost 600 days without baseball in the state of New Hampshire. But we have our – what better way to celebrate baseball back in New Hampshire other than with the Atlas Fireworks Show post-game. So we're going to have the post-game Atlas Fireworks. We take on the Somerset Patriots, which is a new name that has not been discussed here before. They are the AA affiliate for the New York Yankees. So prior to 2020, the Trenton Thunder was the AA affiliate, and now through the reorganization with Major League Baseball, Somerset Patriots are now the AA Yankee affiliate. So we'll be taking on the Yankees opening up here on May 11th at 6:35, and we'll also have a magnet schedule giveaway presented by Eastern Propane and Oil.
That's awesome. And tickets went on sale April 12th. You just go on nhfishercats.com, nhfishercats.com, or 641-2005. Is there any special procedures, Mike? So I'm listening to this. I want to go to one of the early games. Is there any special process you have to go to in terms of getting the tickets?
So what we're doing is digital tickets is really what we're trying to transition to, Tom. Try to avoid that hand-to-hand, you know, interaction. So when you show up to the box office, you either purchase online and have your printed home ticket, or if you do happen to walk up to the ticket window and purchase a ticket, we have the ability to send you an email or a text right from the box office that'll put that right on your phone, and you just show it to the person at the front gate to be able to scan you to get in. That's not to say that we won't have any of the thermal, you know, the hard stock tickets. We will have some for those that may not be able to utilize the phone. But going digital is something that we've talked about for quite some time, and now, you know, coming off of the pandemic here, it really makes sense to be able to do that to ensure the fan safety.
You know, and that makes sort of a generic point. We've all developed muscle strength during COVID. Companies have, you know, we all were challenged, you know, in my industry, getting people back to the dentist, working with the dental society and the public policy makers. But, you know, in my business, between March 16th of 2020 until May 11th, 2020, you couldn't go to the dentist unless it was an emergency. But coming back to it, and I know you've gone to the dentist since then, I mean, like the process is more efficient than ever. There's no waiting. You take your temperature, you go in, you get your cleaning, out you go. So I know you did a similar thing for baseball, like you said, you know, alternative ways of using the stadium as the same way John Mortimer did it for the running community. So the Fisher Cats are still a double A affiliate, but the season's just slightly shorter. So tell us how that's all working, and also to the extent that I know it could be a moving target. So as we're listening to this, you know, always check the Fisher Cats website. But how will be the capacity, you know, in the stadium? And tell us about the 2021 schedule, because you're compacting, you know, like series into six game buckets. So tell us about that.
Sure. We're working closely, you know, with the governor's office and the city of Manchester, as well as Major League Baseball, just to make sure that everyone has a safe and fun experience here at the ballpark. Safety's always been a number one priority for us. Will continue to be, and we want to make sure that we put the fun back here in the state of Manchester. So, there's different protocols that are changing. We're currently working what that looks like, you know, capacity. You know, we're doing everything that we can to try to maximize the capacity here at the ballpark for opening day. At where we sit right now, it's probably right around 50% capacity for the month of May, with the hopes of that changing. As every day goes by, you know, we've seen over the past couple of weeks that just it's changing. You're getting more and more answers, and they're seeing we're going in the right direction. You know, so for us, it's just staying on top of that, ensuring that you know, all the guidelines and the recommendations between the CDC, Major League Baseball, and our state, you know, that we can adapt and adjust and maximize the fun here at the ballpark for 2021.
And one of those points of fun, of course, is we'll be able to see the Portland Sea Dogs, the Red Sox affiliate, for 18 times at home. We'll talk about this. And so, I just for the listening audience, I mean, I know everybody's heard that there was some contraction of minor league baseball, going from like 160 to 120 teams, but absolutely did not affect the New Hampshire Fisher Cats. So you are still the AA affiliate of the Toronto Blue Jays, correct?
That is correct. Correct. What minor league baseball of the past is kind of different now, where in previous years there were 160 teams. Major League Baseball has reduced the number of teams down to 120. So you've basically got a single A, triple A, double A, two single A teams. So there was four affiliates per parent club. And we are not affected by the changes. Still remain great partners with the Blue Jays. They're fantastic to work with. We've got a tremendous relationship with them and are excited to be able to continue that relationship for years to come.
Great. So tickets are on sale, nhfishercats.com or 641-2005, just a couple weeks from now, opening day, May 11th, and we'll return with Mike Ramshaw, who's the president and general manager of the New Hampshire Fisher Cats, after commercial break. Please stay tuned. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio, and this weekend, April 17th and 18th, I'm with Mike Ramshaw, who's the president and general manager of the New Hampshire Fisher Cats, and we're so excited that baseball is returning to Delta Dental Stadium on May 11th. And just to recap, you can buy tickets. They've been on sale since April 12th. nhfishercats.com or 641-2005. The capacity won't be the sellout capacity, but you definitely can buy tickets and go to Safe Baseball. So tell us a little bit more about the promotional schedule. Right before the commercial break, we talked about the health and safety information, and you're working, you know, closely with the governor's task force and Major League Baseball to make sure everybody is safe and fun. And I think you basically demonstrated to the community how doable that was when last year you had so many non-baseball events using Delta Dental Stadium. But tell us about the promotional schedule this year, although it hasn't been released, but what you think you'll probably be doing.
You got it. I can tell you what we're planning. One thing that I know, you know, we'll have our number one promotion that we've had for years is the Atlas Fireworks Show, you know, the post-game Atlas Fireworks Show. So we've got 17 of those on the calendar for the 2021 season, which includes 4th of July weekend. So we've got 4th of July fireworks on the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th of July against who better than the Portland Sea Dogs, the future Red Sox. So they're going to be here. You know, as you mentioned earlier, it's great to be able to. There's one thing that we've always, you know, we don't try to deny. We are a Toronto Blue Jays affiliate, smack dab in the middle of Red Sox Nation. So if we're given the opportunity to be able to play the future Red Sox 18 times at home, you know, that's just fantastic for us, the business, you know, the fans, just to see the up and coming home team, you know, for the Red Sox here playing at Delta Dental Stadium. So. Really excited with that. We've got Father's Day. We're going to be here. Haven't had a Father's Day game in a very long time. So excited to be able to welcome the dads back to the ballpark, you know, for Father's Day. And then we go through Labor Day weekend. So now we've got both of our holiday weekends, 4th of July and Labor Day, against the Red Sox. So, you know, who can beat that? But your fans can expect a fan favorite. You know, the game show nights, Comic-Con nights, Christmas in July. You know, a lot of the things that fans have grown accustomed to over the years, we're going to continue to do here at the ballpark for 2021. It might look a little different. I think the experience might be a little different with fan interaction because the player health and safety is definitely a top priority for us and the Major League Club and Major League Baseball. So we're still working through what exactly that looks like. But I can tell you that the fan interaction and the promotions, you know, will still be fun. They'll be fun in a different way, but it'll be a different type of baseball, at least for 2021, and entertaining our fans.
And the and Delta Dental Stadium, the ballpark looks as pristine and beautiful as ever. So that's still, I know, a number one priority of your team, which is, as you mentioned earlier, safety, entertainment, but also having a spiffy looking park, correct?
Yeah, and it's all. You may remember this line, Tom. You know, we've always had a saying around here where it's your only daughter's wedding. You know, 68 times a year. So under a normal year, as you mentioned earlier, we would have 68 home games here at Delta Dental Stadium. Due to COVID and the spring training camp starting a little bit later, we're reduced to just for this year, just a not a typical year. We'll have 60 home games, so 120 games in the season. But yeah, it's we pride ourselves on being a safe, clean ballpark, and we'll continue to do so.
And it's an incredible experience, and I know a lot of the charities and boards that I'm involved, we use the Fisher Cats as a fundraiser, so we'll auction off our suite. And so at the moment, it does appear that we can use the suite, although it has to be only partially filled. So we'll update everybody on that. But that is correct, Mike, right? It looks like we can use the suite, but we have to keep the numbers down.
Correct. So as of today, what we're doing is we're limiting the capacity of the suite to the number of seats that are outside of the suite. So it's a little over, it's about 57% capacity on the suite level. So, yes, we will be able to have people here socially distanced and safe throughout the game.
Perfect. So now as far as the actual season, it's going to be an interesting dynamic, I think, to see six games in a row against the same team, whether that, creates tempers flaring. Sometimes, when you play the same team over and over intensely, you get to know them and, someone gets hit by a pitch. So I'm really going to be interested to see how these six-game series works. But the other thing is, tell us, so we all know when we follow Major League Baseball that the infielders are constantly shifting, and that they have sometimes if there's a left-handed slugger up, there's a at least one of the infielders is way out in right field, and preventing something that might normally be a hit, become the guy gets thrown out at first. So tell us how the Major League Baseball is using minor league baseball. Then we'll see this at Double A, where the infielders must stay in the infield dirt. That's going to be exciting. So is that in play this summer?
That is in play this summer. Just about a month ago, Major League Baseball had made the announcement with experimenting on the shift prevention rule. I think the ultimate goal is to make baseball more action-packed and exciting. So by making the infielders keep their feet on the infield dirt and not going all the way back in the outfield gives an opportunity to get more balls in play and more action here at the ballpark. So it'll be interesting to see. It'll be fun. I think the extra inning rule is going to stay the same as well, with starting with the man on second. I think it's in one out. So that's staying in play as well from what they did in previous years. So it's interesting to see Major League Baseball, what they're doing to make the game a little more exciting. Because if you have so many pitches and you're not getting balls in play, I mean, the ultimate goal is to get balls in play to create that action.
No, and it's great to see that they're using Double A to see how this works. And some of these rule changes, I think, are going to be exciting, including the relief pitching rules, et cetera. So it's great. And we have to remind people too that, and I've always said this is pre-pandemic and now post-pandemic or during pandemic, but Double A baseball, you'll see many of these players, many of the players who have won the Gold Crown Best Player Award from that Delta Dental, except for last year, gave out. You see these, you see these players in Major League Baseball. Anthony Goes and a number of other players who have come through the new Delta Dental Stadium are now in the major leagues, and of course, many of the Portland Sea Dogs the same way. You end up seeing them on the Red Sox. So people have to remember that you're seeing baseball players who are, one step away, and in some situations, like Guerrero a couple years ago, I mean, he was ready for the majors, and they just kept him in the in the minor leagues just to keep his, so the Blue Jays can keep him longer as a major leaguer. And then we had, you know, Hall of Fame sons and stuff like that. So it's the quality of the baseball. The entertainment is great, but if you're a purist and you're there to see the game, you're seeing great baseball too, Mike, right?
Yeah. Tom, I'm watching the first game for spring training. You know, I'm looking at the roster, and of everyone that was starting, there was one player that hadn't played at Delta Dental Stadium. And that just kind of tells you the future of baseball coming up through the farm system. You know, you're seeing the future talent. Hopefully you'll be seeing future World Series winners here with the way that this team is shaping up to be for 2021. So just a really great group of guys that have been together for a long period of time. I'm really excited to see what the Blue Jays do, during this, 2021 season.
Yeah, I am too. And again, to remind the audience, I mean, in the old days, you went from AA to AAA and then the majors. But these days, oftentimes, you go right from AA right to Major League Baseball. Let's spend like 30 seconds. We did pull off the Granite State Baseball Dinner, sort of a hybrid virtual, and it was exciting. We raised money for Chad. It was pretty awesome. I congratulate you on that. So you were sweating that out, but it ended up being great, and I got to join you behind the scenes, and it was wonderful, and there was some real-time challenges that your MC had to deal with oil can board not knowing he was still live, but everything was clean, so it was good.
You chalked that up to 2020, Tom, right? We wanted to make it happen. We didn't want to give up, and shout out to Tim Messina and Events United for working with us and having a tremendous facility for us to be able to pull it off and continue to help the Children's Hospital of Dartmouth.
Exactly. So we hope this year it'll be in person again, but we've kept that going, the Granite State Baseball Dinner. So opening night is May 11th, Tuesday, May 11th, 6:35. Get your tickets, nhfishercats.com or 641-2005. Mike Ramshaw, President and General Manager of New Hampshire Fisher Cats, thank you for all the pivoting you did for 2020. We were happy to stay a robust partner, and we look forward to baseball and entertainment safely in 2021. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Tom. Thanks for your partnership and your friendship.
Tom Raffio will return next week and with more of Northeast Delta Dental Radio.